When I was in the seminary in the mid-90s, one of the professors, she proposed and pretty much adamantly held that everybody has to go through a midlife crisis. In order to grow spiritually, you have to go through a midlife crisis. And it just so happens that it usually happens somewhere between the ages of 40 and 50. I didn't buy that. I still don't buy that altogether. I don't think that everybody has to go through what's commonly termed a midlife crisis. But I do think everybody has moments in their life when they decide to recommit, when they decide to, in faith, go one step further. So whether that be in marriage, in your career, or in other kind of very simple ways, the fact is, we come across situations in our life, or situations come upon us, or we create them, and we're faced with a decision: who am I going to be now, here, in this situation, with this person, with this commitment? Will I forgive this one more time? Will I be the one who takes the cross, or am I going to hold on to the hurt or the bitterness? Am I the one who's going to say, I am justified, and in the eyes of the world, I'm justified in this course of action, knowing full well that probably in the eyes of God, I'm not? Because God would say mercy, God would ask forgiveness. So we come across those situations where we choose to be who we are. Now today, we have this rite of election, the book, the signing of the book for those who are going to be entering into the final stages of their preparation as catechumens and candidates for full communion, and we have them sign, interestingly. When was the last time you signed a really important document? Who bought a car in the past week, right? Of course, we sign certain things, and you probably remember those signatures that cost you a little bit of something. So you sit down to buy a car, and you have that immediate kind of, okay, a little bit of elation, right? And then you have buyer's remorse, right? That's how it happens. You go, oh my Lord, I just signed this, and then I signed the check, right? So, and if you're like me, the last vehicle that I bought, my truck, I purposely did not have them do the automatic withholding, so that I had to, and I drove to the bank every month and made the check out and gave it to them so I would get sick of it. And then the next time I thought about buying a car, I remember how happy I am not to have to make that trip to the bank. If you bought a house, you sign a mortgage, and you say, for the next 15 years, for the next 30 years, I commit myself in good faith to this, to pay this off. And it's a real commitment of self. And it's a stepping out in faith to which you've put your name. What's interesting about that, any time that we as human beings commit ourselves in that way, it's not an oath in the sense of, no matter what happens, this will happen. It's actually a stepping out in faith. It's a pledge of faith. So it's actually a signature speaking of the hope. I hope to be the kind of person who is faithful to their commitments. I pledge myself in faith to be the kind of person who pays off their debts. I step out in faith, and I want the commitment that I've signed to now help form me into the type of person that I claim to be. That's what we do with marriage. That's what we do with our financial commitments. That's what we do with the people that we give our word to. And we ask them to trust. The only one who can actually swear is God. And God says, I swear by myself. And he sends his son to sign that document in his blood. Today, they sign their names and they step out in faith, trusting in the Lord's commitment to them and hoping in their walk in the Lord. We, gathered here, will support them in that, both by our presence here today and our prayers, but we will support them most in that by being the people who day after day say to ourselves, I sign my name in the book of life day after day by these concrete ways of acting, of believing, of being present in the world as a Christian man or woman. And I pledge my life to that witness, to that life. In the gospel, there are three temptations. But really they are the devil saying to the Lord, there's another way to go. And the Lord says, get behind me, Satan, because I know who I am, I know who my Father is, and I know to what I have given myself to. This mission, this life, this death, this hope, this resurrection. So on this Sunday, as we welcome these who are entering into their final stages of preparation, we pray and hope for all those things in their life. The mission, the cross, the resurrection, and a life of faith in living it.